Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Finland, we have Father Mary Augustine Laurent Wigou Buffon. Father Mary Augustine is a member of the province of France and works in ecumenical, academic, and cultural circles in Helsinki. His preaching today is entitled, Call Me by My Name.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they led him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? She thought it was the gardener, and said to him, Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you led him, and I will take him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabuni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and then reported what he had told her. The word of the Lord. Call me by my name. When there's an accident or situation, we look for witnesses whose testimony makes the case real and true for those who were not there. Nowadays, we flip our smartphones out of the pocket and start shooting the whole situation. But 2,000 years ago, Mary Magdalene did not have her iPhone with her when she went to Jesus' tomb. And anyway, she is not a witness of the resurrection. No. Mary Magdalene does not tell us, I saw a flash of light, and I saw the rock being rolled out of the way and Jesus coming out of the tomb, wrapped in his shroud. No, Mary Magdalene is not a witness of the resurrection, but a witness to the resurrected Lord. And that's not exactly the same thing. She does not recount something that happened, but someone whom she encountered. All the Gospel readings during the octave of Easter tell us about Jesus encountering his friends. Every time, there is a kind of hesitation from the disciples who do not recognize Jesus at once. What triggers the recognition is often something Jesus does or says, like with the two disciples on their way to Emmaus, who recognize Jesus only as he breaks the bread, and not during the long talk while they walked together. And Mary Magdalene does not recognize Jesus' face or look, but the recognition is triggered by the voice of Jesus calling her, saying her name. How do you like your voice? I mean your voice as the others hear it. You probably don't like it, and that's why generally one does not like listening to a recording of their own voice. We seemingly do not recognize ourselves when we hear our own true voice. And yet, this is how others know us and recognize us without a mistake, because the features of each voice are so personal. That's exactly how Mary Magdalene recognized Jesus. He calls her name, and instantly her world is changed and turned upside down. Her sorrow is wiped away with the tears, and instead a demonstration of affection takes place. Rabboni. She was dead inside, and through one word from Jesus, her own name, she is brought back to life, for the relation with her Lord is restored. God knows us by our name since the day of our baptism, when our name is uttered by the priest before water is poured on our forehead, as the names of the three persons of the Trinity are pronounced. Since that very first day, our relationship with God is alive, made alive by the names. We call God's name, and he calls our name. This is the mystery of the resurrection. From the other side, from life eternal, Jesus calls our name so that we might hear it and feel his love for us individually, the love he has for us and that endures for all eternity. He is alive. He is calling us from the other side. May we hear his voice. May we reply with our choice word by which we like calling God. And may we experience the same bound of love and tenderness that linked Mary Magdalene and Jesus. Amen.